This call is being recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to Diane's podcast. Today is Truth Tuesday, and I'm here to share the benefits of transitioning from traditional medicine into holistic medicine. I'll be sharing a variety of topics, prescription side effects, the benefits of essential oils, and today's topic is essential oils. Last week was prescription medications. I'll record that one again and share it next week. As you know, there's a lot of benefits from essential oils. I was reunited with essential oils this weekend in my holistic health coach conference. I'm getting my certification to become a holistic health coach, and I really want to incorporate essential oils into my business as well, as I really see the benefits of how it will help clients relieve their symptoms and the side effects that they may be having from whether it's medications or symptoms from foods, etc. I have used essential oils in the past, and they have helped me with my anxiety and also with pains, whether it's chronic pain, migraines, headaches, things like that. I had just stopped using them for a long time because I got so busy into the hustle bustle of life, and I hadn't really had time to make my mixtures of oils and to make sure that I had them on me. And it's important to have them on you on a daily basis so that you're prepared for whatever you're going to encounter. What I have noticed recently is that I'm more stressed out and busy because I'm balancing two jobs. So it's important for me to have these resources with me in case I get any of these symptoms. Another thing that actually happened to me during the holistic course this weekend was I was getting a headache and I had some pain on the right side, which if you know me, you know that my chronic pain is on the right side, usually on my shoulder, radiating down my arm, and my arm will go numb. So I actually had a headache. And the way the presenter presented it is there's different types of headaches, and different types of headaches require different types of oils. So I want to help people target, you know, the specific kind of headache, the specific kind of symptom, and what oil would help benefit them so that they make sure that they have those oils on them, in their purse, in their bag, on their nightstand, ready to go, to help them relax, be able to sleep better, control their anxiety or stress throughout the day, and function better. The essential oil that they used in the class, which actually targets the migraine headaches, was called Deep Blue. And they had an oil. And this is all doTERRA oils. They're very high quality oils. I was very impressed by the company because they have a lot of research out there on each oil and why it works the way it does, the benefits that it has on individuals, and the ways that it can impact your health. So there's actually oils that can help with blood pressure, headaches, stomach pains, digestion issues. You know, there's a wide variety. So this specific one was for migraines and pains. I actually put the cream on my arm, and it has a nice, gentle smell. It's not one of those strong, pungent peppermint kind of asper cream rubs that have this strong smell that as soon as you walk in the room, everybody knows you have a muscle rub on. This was a very clean smell. It was soothing. It was invigorating. Like, you felt that peppermint going through your tissue and really hydrating your tissues and relaxing the muscles. And I also used the oil version of it on my temples. And she shows you the locations of the body that you should use it to help relax the migraines and the tension in your body. So I used that during the class, and within about a half hour to an hour, my migraine headache was gone, and the oil was infusing through my muscles on the right arm and relaxing it. So I think this is really beneficial to have a toolkit personalized for people depending on their symptoms. And I want to be that guide to help people establish a routine, something that's going to help them on their day-to-day. So today my task was actually helping my parents. My mom recently had a knee replacement, bilateral knee replacement, and basically my parents are getting on each other's nerves because they're both stuck in the house together. My mom is not very mobile yet. She actually has incorporate some oils into their routine. So I placed some bergamot on my father's wrists and I left it there on the table, told him that this would help him with his blood pressure. Interestingly, my brother was actually there too, who also suffers from high blood pressure, and they both take prescriptions for this. So he also put the oil on. And then for my mom, I put some geranium and some Lang Lang on her wrist as well, told her to put it on like a perfume. I'm s still in the process of reviewing exactly the way to use some oils internally, because there are some that you can drink and the dosages for that. But for now, we're just sticking to topical. And at least for me, I actually used these same oils on myself last night. And what I noticed is when I incorporated it into my yoga and stretching routine, which I usually do before bed to promote relaxation, it actually helps you engage into the routine more fully and really engage all your senses. So you breathe in these yummy smells, you're able to relax more, you breathe deeper, thus allowing your muscles to relax better and really just chill out. So I do my yoga routine on the couch every night. If there's certain areas I need to target, I will get up and stretch those specific areas like the quads and the back of the legs and that kind of thing. But some muscles are tighter and you need to engage them. So I usually do a routine where I engage certain muscles and use my environment to help relax these muscles. And I love teaching people how to do this because you can incorporate stretching into anything that you're doing during the day, whether it's serving a glass of water, getting something from the bottom cabinet. You can actually make that step a little bit longer and engage your body to stretch it while you're there. And the incorporation of the essential oils actually helps you relax better. So it's just a win-win situation. So this is my podcast today. I hope that you join me next time for prescription side effects and the benefits of these prescriptions, removing them from your body, and the benefits of using natural products to heal your body, resume regular function without the need of all these medications that cause side effects. I'll give you an example of some of the medications that I used to take in the past. I was on birth control for a very long time, about 15 years. My hair was falling out and I was under a lot of stress. I was actually overweight, and these are all side effects that happens from birth control medications, but I didn't realize it at the time. And I continued taking the medications because I had severe periods and my doctor was trying to prevent those severe crampings. So there are a lot of side effects from different medications, and I want people to share the medications that they're on, any new symptoms that have arisen, and what they're looking for in their journey. How do they want to heal their own bodies? So I'm here for you. You can call in to the podcast, or you can create a free consultation with me. I'm here to help. Have a great day. This is Diane Vick from dianevick.com.